This is a special edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, host for the Purple Project Podcast, focusing all things K-State sports, including classic cast action. This one dedicated to, now, the back-to-back national champions of the K-State Classic Cats, folks. They did it again. We didn't talk about this last year when they first did it, but this came across my Twitter feed, and this has to get shout-out. So, hey, we cover all things K-State, right? And the K-State Classic Cats won the College Classic Division 1A pom-pom championships this past Saturday down south in Orlando, Florida. This is the second year in a row that this team, Classic Cats, have taken the pole position, the number one spot in a national championship. Incredible. I've been playing football and seeing it from two different perspectives and seeing cheer teams and all that. Of course, my other half, who's been on that side definitely before, has seen her share of being involved in dance competitions and something like this. But this is big time for K-State sports. This had, like, when I saw this on Twitter on Easter Sunday, I'm like, wow, this has to get out there. So this was huge. And of course, TikTok, they did a post on TikTok there as well. Big time congratulations to the 2023 national champions at the College Classic, 2K State Classy Cats Pom Pom Division. They do it again. And here, an additional here, along with the national championship, the Classy Cats also placed third in Division 1A Jazz and fifth in the Spirit Showdown. So a complete three sweep, finishing in the top five. Of course, you're getting a top podium in the Pom Pom Division. You're getting third in the Jazz competition there as well, and you finish just outside the podium in the Spirit Showdown. They're getting it done in all phases, all three phases of the Spirit side, or I can say the cheerleading side of it as well. We have a quote here from Grace Williams, who is a fourth-year senior dancer for K-State. She says, quote, "It was a lot of pressure for sure to try and go back, especially since we had a lot of underclassmen this year," Grace says. And then she continues on, quote, "But all the people who went to nationals really wanted to be there, and it created a really positive environment," end quote, there as well. Of course, going back, just a small little bit of history here for K-State cheerleading side. The team placed first, of course, last year, and they wanted to come back, defend it. And interesting, you don't get that. If you get all your returning players playing, you're kind of favored in that. We've seen that in all sports, but in particularly with with cheerleading and the way that Grace put it, they wanted to go back to back, but they had a lot of, you know, obviously I don't even know who's on those teams, from what I read, they had a lot of turnover this year. And to go back to back, especially with a young roster this year, that says a lot about the future of the cheerleading squad for the Classic Cats. I'm very impressed from what I took from it from this weekend there as well. Look, I'll be honest, I didn't watch any of it. This came up on multiple fronts on K-State Twitter, so I figured, this, make a little bit of a special podcast on it. Hey, let's get this out here for others to kind of get to know a little bit about the cheerleading squad as well. Huge, huge. Considering now you add this to obviously the Big 12 champs in football, and then you have the Elite Eight run that the Jerome Tang's men's basketball team just did. And then, of course, you can throw in a little bit of salt and pepper. The women's team going a little bit deep in the WNIT. And now you throw this on top of it. And then I even mentioned the men's golf team winning, what, four tournaments this year already? Add this to the resume of 2022-23 sports calendar for K-State, the national champs. They're in, of course, one more here real quick. The division, I mentioned in the Jazz part, they finished third. Back to Classic Cats real quick. Well, they improved on that from last year. Then when they finished fourth and took a little bit of a slight step back in the Jazz when they did a virtual contest back in 21 when they finished top three and third. But still though, not trying to salt any of this away. Still, this is strong, strong performance down there in Orlando. But it's K-State Classic Cats, K-State getting it done. Division 1A, pom-pom, back-to-back national champs. Great job. Shout out to the pom-poms, Classic Cats, getting it done. Jazz, Spirit Showdown, all three phases you want to be. Does that sound familiar? All three, you want to be good in all three phases? Football team? Hey. hey. Strong, strong showing. Congratulations to the K-State Classic Cats on bringing back another national championship to the Little Apple, the Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, this other K-State podcast, where we are the only K-State podcast to post nearly daily content almost every day. Thank you for checking us out. Make sure you do subscribe. You love what you're in. Make sure you do subscribe. Tell your K-State friends, alumni, other college friends about this podcast. We have been really trending up in the last couple of months. It's been really exciting to see, so make sure you do that as well. And, of course, down the line somewhere, if you want to leave a rating or review, feel free to do that as well. But we don't take one or two stars. We're not doing that. No more of that. So we're not allowing that. Three stars and above. Let's be honest. Three stars and above, we'll take it, especially if it's five stars as well. We will definitely love that as well. Make sure, if you're not already, check out episode 153 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly with special guest Keelan Valentine back on the show to discuss spring football, among other things. That's going to do it on a special, special, special edition of Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. K-State Classic Cats, back-to-back national champs. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. Talk to you on the next edition.